And so he said that we all come to, what did he say? That we might arrive at real mature manhood. The what? Completeness of personality, which is nothing, listen, which is nothing less than what? The standing height of Christ's own perfection. Lord Jesus. That's who we are. And we're going to preach it and teach it till we all come there. I'm just like Jesus. I am a member of the body of Christ. I'm not broke. I'm not crazy. I'm not disgusted. I'm not burdened. I don't carry none of that stuff. I'm full of the joy of the Lord. I am strong. Hallelujah. His own perfection. Listen, the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Christ, the anointed one, and the completeness found in him. That's why I don't run down these trails and take these side track road. And you know, Satan trying to call me to miss my turn and go in the wrong direction. No, no. Everything I need is in him. Everything I need is in him. Everything he got for me is in him. Everything I need is in heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever I need is in heaven. Now watch what verse 14 says. Hallelujah. He says, so then we no longer be what? Children. That means, you know, I don't know. I say I was going to use Joram, but he's pretty sharp. But, you can kind of fool him a little bit, not long. But children can be easily persuaded to do something different. All you got to do is put some excitement to it. Make it real interest and make it exciting. They won't investigate what is good or not. They just know it's fun. But we are not like that. How can I say that without being ugly? Raunchy teaching, bad teaching, false teaching. He said, this is why I want you that way. So you'll no longer be children tossed like a ship. I told you about that time I went to fishing out on the Gulf, and these are big, huge ships. Those things are huge. And they was in the wind were kind of blowing up, and they were sending waves from where they were going through about almost 4 feet high. They got waves that high. And this fella in the boat, I don't know what was he thinking about. He turned and went across the wave and just still going kind of with the wave. He turned, went right across that boat, went under that nose, that boat went under that water. My eye got that big. Man, I couldn't drink all that water. But thank God it came up. Woo, it came up. Thank God, hallelujah. You got God's servant on you. You can't kill me now. I'm not to be killed. I got work to do. Hallelujah. So, where did I stop it? Tossed it like ships. To and fro between what? Change gusts up. What's that? Chant. Gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine. The prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous, men, gambling, engaging in every what? Shifting form of trickery, inventing what? Error to do what? That's what people do. And that's why you need to know what the word says. You need to know who you are. I am a member of the body of Christ. God dwells on me. His life, his energy, his power is in me. And when I feed that word and put that word in my spirit and let it come out of my mouth, that word become revelation knowledge. And when I release it, it is released and power flows out. And that power is created power. And so what you said, create power. Yeah, it creates what God has for me, where Satan planned to cause me to have an accident or some kind of sickness or some kind of turmoil or some kind of disaster. But that word goes forth and make everything all right. That's why we can say the Lord is what? My shepherd, I shall not want. He what? Leadeth. He what? He making me to lie down in green pasture. He, now watch it. He leadeth me by the still water. The waters are not troubled because I released that word and my waters is still. You can tell when somebody been in a pool, you see the ruffles in it. But when there's no wind blowing and nobody messing with it, that water is still. And when I release those words out of my mouth, coming out of my spirit, it makes my life sail down a pathway free from the chaos of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he shows up, I can say like Jesus did, peace be still. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is this? Why is this? Because we know the truth. And that's why we can say like Psalm 118, I believe verse 17, somewhere in there. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This body of Christ, he said in verse 15, rather let our lives what? Lovingly express truth in what? All things. Speaking truly. Dealing, living, enforced in love. Let us grow up in every... Oh, wait a minute now. Let us do what? That's why I'm here. Let us grow up where? In every way and in all things. Don't be little babies. Don't you know that's why Satan will throw stuff at you, get you offended? I ain't going to church no more. I ain't speaking to them no more. I ain't doing this. That's you're not supplying your portion to the body when you act like that. You're hindering the function of the body because you shouldn't be over in that. We are growing up so we cannot be offended because we know offense don't work. I'm going to say it again. Offenses does not work the power of God. So I guard against offense. No, you're not going to offend me. You're not going to do it. I refuse to be offended. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm gonna walk in love. That's the power. And the Bible said, love never fails. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna walk in that which will never fail. So you say, you can't love them. That you see what they've done to you? Yes, I can too. How can you love somebody doing you that wrong? Because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart. And that's what I'm born of. That's what's on the inside of me. That's my nature. That's who I am. I have been born of love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.